The bodies of the pilot and two passengers who died in a float plane crash last week north of Port Hardy have been recovered by Port Hardy RCMP and the RCMP dive team. The plane went down November 23 while pilot Patrick Lehman was flying two people from a logging camp to Port Hardy. An online fundraising page for the partner and daughter of one of the passengers, who has not been named, says it's raising money to help the two with their rent, food and other monthly bills. What started as an exciting day heading home from a logging camp for days off, ended in tragedy, when the plane went down shortly after takeoff, the page says. He was a partner, dad, son, brother, cousin, nephew and way too young, it says. The fundraising goal of $12,000 had been exceeded by late Monday afternoon, with about $17,700 donated. BCRCMP spokesman Corporal Alex Berube said divers worked through challenging weather conditions to find the bodies, which have been turned over to the BC Coroner's Service. The downed plane is owned by the AirCab Float Plane Company, whose president Joel Eilertson described Lehman as a very qualified pilot, a very good person. Liam McDonald, a spokesman for the Transportation Safety Board, says the TSB plans to deploy resources to the scene, but is still in the process of gathering information and assessing the situation. The BC Coroner's Service confirmed it is looking into the crash but said it can't comment further while the investigation is underway. The online fundraiser is at gofundme.com/f/support-allison-lily-in-a-tragic-loss. J. Bell at timescolonist.com.